Hello everyone, this is Mim Gray and you are listening to Lee Williams.
On the line is Mim Gray.
Hello.
How you doing?
apart from being very, very hot in my studio, I'm really well, thank you.
That's good, good. Well, you're currently riding high in the top five in both the European top 40 and also the UK and Irish top 10 for country music. And, you know, congratulate you on that, because it's been a while since you've sort of tipped your toe in the country music world.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been a while. I think I had a little bit of time off just from, I had a few sort of things that happened, sort of family stuff. I lost my dad and my nan, and I got involved in rescuing dogs from China and lots of other things, but I was still writing at the time. I was just sort of not doing it as intensely. But I think it's good. I think, you know, it's good to sort of step back and look at, you know, what's going on in your life and in the world and everything. And then I kind of got certain ideas together for the third album, and then kind of hunkered down and started working on it.
I mean, before this dreaded COVID, I mean, you've been extremely busy singing with the brand new Heavies and ABC, Tony Hadley, etc.
I'm an 80s chick.
There you go.
yeah, it's been great, actually. They're brilliant, and they're lovely people, and Brand New Heavies has been a complete joy being involved with them. Fantastic band and amazing players as well. So, and you just do so much travelling. They just play all over the world. We went to Tokyo for a couple of weeks just before COVID. So, yes, I love it. I love it. I prefer doing my own thing, but I think it's good to kind of just step outside your little box occasionally, you know. Hello, everyone. This is Mim Gray, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Hot afternoon, stopped at the lights. Just me and you, I can read the signs. Slow country ride, the top is down. Shirt sleeves are rolled up, skin honey brown. Foot on the accelerator. Not sure I can wait till later. Bourbon on my tongue and that was just a taster. Ooh, so come on. You smile at me, I say you like my brand new dress. Move a little closer and I'll show you the rest. I'll even let you kiss me till my lipstick's a mess. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Ice lemonade, bitter and sweet. Long summer nights with you next to me. That's what I want, cause in my mind I'm gonna love you until you go blind. Wilder than imagination. You plus me is the right equation. Cover every inch of you in sweet sensation. Ooh, so come on. And you smile at me and say you like my brand new dress. Move a little closer and I'll show you the rest. I'll even let you kiss me till my lipstick's a mess. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Life could be so easy, cause I can see you and me. Maybe a house by the sea. Let's dream. You overheat your radiator. Ooh, yeah, come on. You smile at me, I say you like my brand new dress. Move a little closer and I'll show you the rest. I'll even let you kiss me till my lipstick's a mess. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best. Wait until you see me in my Sunday best.
Itself to any style of music, jazz, country, you know, pop, whatever, and you're recognised as a top session singer as well as a singer in your own right.
Yes, I've done lots of. I've done backing vocals for different people back in the day, but I think doing lots of session sort of TV adverts and radio jingles and things like that. Again, I love doing that. It's like a sort of a different world, you know, and you kind of have to go into a different headspace when you do things. But and also I guess in a way, because I've got two older brothers and two older sisters, I was brought up, you know, there was different music coming from all of our bedrooms, and kind of, you know, from AC/DC, Whitesnake, to The Doors, to kind of George Benson, Earth, Wind and Fire and stuff. So I had all of this different genres kind of, yeah, just absorbing it all, really. So it's given me kind of a quite a rounded sort of, you know, I didn't really necessarily sort of dig one thing. I was just sort of listening to all this amazing music and sort of taking it in, and then And then I found my little sort of niche, which was Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and Ricky Lee Jones. And then, yeah, sort of, you know, hit the country scene and was like, wow, you know, this is what sort of grabs my heart. So
we did record you for a TV series that still hasn't been shown yet, which was Country Sessions. You came down to London. Well, the channel is now up. Country Music Entertainment is now up on Freeview, and within the next couple of months, I think decisions are going to be made about showing that series finally, and other programming which I'm sure you'll be involved with.
Fantastic! That's great. That's great news.
It's taken a while, but you know, things go slow sometimes in this business, and with this coronavirus, it's just put a hold on so many projects that it's just unbelievable.
Absolutely, it literally has. It's just, you know, it's had its foot on the brake for a long time. I'm hoping, you know, that it's not going to carry on for too much longer, but no one really knows.
Because you toured with Tom Jones and quite a few of the big ones, haven't you?
Yeah, I did tour with Tom Jones. How many years ago was it? Oh God, I don't know. 7 years ago, something like that. And Roxette. I think we did Roxette just before Tom Jones. Yeah. I mean, incredible, just at the big sort of stadiums, UK, Scotland. It was great fun. Tom is a lovely man. That was great, because the audience was great. I mean, it's odd kind of when you're coming on before the top turn, but everyone loved it. They were so lovely and welcoming, and So, yeah, I look forward to doing something like that again.
Good. Well, I'm sure that's all going to happen. Now, the first single that has come from the new project that you're involved with, Just As You Are, like I said, is riding the top five in both charts at the moment. And what a great song, you know, great feeling. The voice is as good as ever, if not better.
And thank you.
So when's the album going to be ready?
The album is going to be ready, I think, around... Where are we now? It's... August, September, October. I reckon probably around the end of November. I've been sort of writing with, well, actually, just As You Are was I co-wrote with my husband Stephen, and we worked on it a little bit with my co-writer, who's fantastic at lyrics, Corey Josias, and I've been writing with a couple of the songs on the album with Rob Harris from Jamiroquai, and there's about two or three different sort of producers on it, so I wanted to kind of just get a different sort of, you know, various sort of flavours going on with different people, and, you know, what they kind of bring their own thing to it. So I'm really excited. So I'm, you know, still work in progress, but yeah, I reckon sort of end of November, beginning of December.
Well, I've got some early versions which Steve sent me, and we're going to play one right now.
So Solid Ground is almost finished, but yeah, it's one that we wrote with Rob Harris.
Oh, well, we'll play that right now. So here's Mim Gray with Solid Ground.
This ain't a road for the broken hearted. This ain't a road for no friend of mine. I wanna finish what we started, yeah. Stealing a heart is such a crime. Then lock me up and I will never love again. I'll stay here till the end, 'cause you can't just be my friend. I need to fall on side. The joker or your queen, but just another complication, yeah, of something that could have been. A kiss is when but never why, so why do I need to try? My wings won't let me fly, and I'm falling from the sky. I need to fall solid ground with you around. And when the morning comes again, I'll catch my breath and then wait for you to walk on in. I just wanna see your smiling eyes. Never wanna hear your last goodbye.
brokenhearted. I'm on a road with a friend of mine, but I can try to hide these tears I never cried. Why should this be so hard when you hold the winning card? And to me it seems so clear, it's drowning that I fear. I need to fall on solid ground with you.
That was Solid Ground by our special guest Mim Gray. Now, just before that, we talked about Grey Matters. Now, Grey Matters and Chasing Tigers were two previous albums that you recorded in LA, is that correct?
Grey Matters we recorded in LA with Derek Bramble, producer there. He's actually from the UK, he's from Slough, but he's been living there for a very long time. And he's worked with loads of people, Vanessa Williams and David Bowie and people. He's had lots of number ones and stuff, so that was amazing, doing your first album in Los Angeles. The second album actually was done at Pinewood Studios in Buckinghamshire.
Okay.
And it was called Phoenix Studios, and unfortunately it closed down. I think the BBC took over it, which was a shame, because it was a beautiful, such an amazing studio, and it had a huge live room with wooden floors, and it was quite old school.
You had some bad luck at that time with the Grey Matters album, because wasn't that the time you were nearly signed to Michael Jackson's company, and unfortunately Michael died?
Yes, that's probably the saddest time actually in my whole career. I think we'd just done Grey Matters, and then we had gone out, we came back to England, and then we went back out there to have some meetings with my manager at the time, Raymond Bannerman, and he knew Frank DeLeo, who'd been Michael Jackson's manager for a long time, and I just hung out in the hotel room really, and he went off and had sort of lunches and dinners and stuff, and he came back one day, and I went for a swim and then came back, and I saw his car, and I sort of raced up to the hotel room, and he said, "Well, do you want the good news or do you want the good news?" And I was like, "Okay, come on, Raymond, just spit it out." And he went, "Frank DeLeo said he'd love to manage you in the US." So I kind of jumped up and down on the bed like a 10-year-old, and we opened a bottle of bubbly, and that was amazing, yeah. And then he had a couple more meetings, and it was all kind of in process, and then we came back here, and he was lined up to have a meeting with Barlow at Decca Records, mm-hmm, about me, and then I was on the sofa one night with my guitar just writing something, and then the phone rang, and it was my techie guy Nick Pugh, just to say, "Can you switch the TV on?" And then I saw the news. It was like, yeah, it was awful, absolutely awful. And apart from anything else, you know, Michael Jackson was, I've always loved him, you know, he's a total genius, but so I think all the stress and everything, and then the finger was pointed at Frank DeLeo, and he was obviously not a very healthy man. I think he smoked cigars and was, you know, quite large, and obviously didn't do any exercise and ate a lot. And I think all the stress, and yeah, he had a cardiac arrest, and then he died as well. So, and then obviously, yeah, that was about, I think it was about a month before Michael Jackson was coming over to do the O2 shows.
Yeah, it was
a bit of a downer, to say the least.
Having the talent you've got, you continued, you got over that. I mean, the whole business is ups and downs anyway, no matter how big,
absolutely,
you are. And you've gone forward and done really well, just Corona's put it back, but maybe it's given you a chance to sort of reevaluate your music stuff, and we've got, you know, a country hit at the moment, and we'll continue to do so, and I know that you'll be going on the road doing interviews with all the other stations soon when the album's ready.
Yes. Absolutely, can't wait. I think you're right. I think the whole COVID thing is awful, but at the same time, it's made everyone kind of sit back and evaluate stuff. And I think it's given me a bit of breathing space just to, you know, get on with the music, which is, you know, what I want to do. So, yeah, bring it on.
Great. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Mim, and we're going to go out with a single, and I'll get you to announce it.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for having me, Lee. So, yeah, the single is Just As You Are. Yeah, it's a kind of old school love song. Hello everyone, this is Mim Gray, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
with shoulders so young. I watched you knock down and get back up off the ground. Oh, when would your troubles be done? Stood up with no one to cry on, with a fire that blazed in those eyes. Never played by the rules, always somebody's fool. And heaven knows you put up a fight. Just as you are, I've loved you just as you are. Yeah, as you are. So give me your spirit, I'll carry your child. Your heartache is safe here with me. Eternity.
Just as you are.